Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have got Dina's Dirt at the 40 right now. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and beyond. It is all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard for you and relax with a money market account with rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up with our favorite celebrities, Dina?
All right. The woman who was involved in a fender bender with Tracy Morgan, she's now speaking out. Jocelyn Modelude said she didn't even know the person she hit was famous. She said the people were taking pictures of him in the car, and
yeah.
I asked the traffic officer, why are people taking pictures? And he said, you don't watch TV, that's a famous guy. The thing is, though, she thinks Tracy was at fault. She said, what happened is we're both turning right, but I know he hit me because I was already turning. I was there. He was the one who hit me.
Oh.
And she's worried her insurance is going to go up because he was driving that $2 million Bugatti.
So wow.
We'll have to wait and see what the traffic report reads.
I'm sure there's a camera there.
Yeah. And if you have a car worth that much, you can afford repairs.
That's true.
And if you have a car worth that much, it probably has its own camera on it. So we might be able to get some dash cam viewers.
Right.
DinaStirt.com.
What's better than spotting a celebrity on a date? How about a celebrity double date? Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, who hardly ever go out in public, were joined with Robert Pattinson and Suki Waterhouse last week in Hollywood at a restaurant. Taylor's been slowly getting out in public more with Joe, so there may be more public sightings in the near future. Make sure to have your cameras ready, people.
Slowly, like slow walks?
It's tough to go out. Sometimes. It's scary to go out. I can relate.
Yeah, but you're not like celebrity status like Taylor Swift.
No.
How many people have tried to break into your house?
I'm just saying, it's scary.
You're like a Taylor Swift assistant.
I'm not.
Kind of caliber.
Dina Stirt.
The Kate Spade New York Foundation following through on their promise to donate $1 million to mental health services. So far, they've donated $200,000 to the Jed Foundation. And on top of that, they're going to match public donations to Jed through June 12th. So you got six more days to do this, up to $100,000. And if you'd like to take part, you can go to the JedFoundation.org and give and have Kate Spade match your donation.
Cool.
DinaStirt.com.
Us Weekly claiming Scott Disick and Sophia Richie are considering getting married. Now, they've been dating for more than 2 years, so it seems like the next logical step. And Scott's ex, Kourtney Kardashian, isn't completely opposed. According to one source, they'd have her full support. Sophia's good with the kids, and she has a good friendship with Kourtney. If I had to guess, though, I don't think Kourtney's approval would make or break their decision to go forward in marriage.
Yeah. She's good with the kids, a babysitter built in.
Oh.
Maybe she just likes her for that.
It's called stepmom, not babysitter.
Right.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's a Kelly Crew. 741. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by our friends at Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work very hard with a money market account with rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up with the stars?
All right. Put your hands up for the ketchup.
Hands up for ketchup.
We told you before, okay. Ed Sheeran's a huge ketchup fan.
Yeah.
He touched base with Heinz. And
he puts ketchup on ketchup.
Saying, hey,
loves
if you guys
it.
Want me, I'm here.
Chug it.
But Heinz did respond, and now introducing Edchup. So
Edchup.
Like ketchup. Edchup. Oh, I see. So it's like
so
taking out
E-D
the K.
Chup.
Yeah.
E-D
no,
Chup.
You've taken out the T as well. Ed wrote on Instagram that it is actually real. You'll be able to get your hands on one very soon. Thing is, it's nothing special. It's just a regular ketchup with the Ed-related label.
At least have, like, his face on the...
Oh, maybe his face on
the spell. Like, Aunt Jemima, you know, with the syrup bottles.
That's
true.
Seen some of those?
Oh, yeah, have it in his shape.
Yeah.
The shape of you.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah,
like a bear with honey.
Shape of Ed.
There you go. Take a photograph of it.
You know, to each their own, I got excited over a package of Oreos that had an imprint of Game of Thrones. Thank you, Gun
Lopez.
That's
true. You're welcome.
So, of course, you can get these bottles of ketchup for $5 online very soon. I know that you're all eagerly awaiting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we talked about Jeopardy champ James Holter's reign coming to an end. Now, there are some conspiracy theories going around about his loss.
Oh.
which he says he actually loves. He loves this, that there are conspiracy theories. And he told ESPN SportsCenter, my favorite one is, I found some sportsbook in Vegas who's offered me some great odds to throw the game, and I somehow managed to put in a few million dollars to bet against myself.
Oh, wow.
Because,
that's
of course,
a good theory.
They take kinds of limits on pre-taped shows.
Wait, there's a conspiracy that he lost? I have a conspiracy that kept winning. Mine is like the other way. Like, I just don't believe that.
Yeah. That sounds like a more believable conspiracy.
Yeah,
totally. I mean, someone fed him the answers.
Maybe unplug that little beeper, the boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah.
Producers accidentally unplugged it on him.
Oh,
he had no beep, beep, beep.
Oh, maybe. Loose, what were the odds
on that? Made a loose wire. Yeah.
One person's pretty happy about Adam Levine leaving The Voice, and that person would be his wife, Bahati Prinsloo. She said on the Today Show, it's good news for me, good news for the kids. And once Adam's done with his Maroon 5 tour, they're going to have so much time to spend together. She says he's excited to get home and for the first time have nothing to do. But she, on the flip side, is thinking, what am I going to do with him? Like, you know, they're going to be like the flip side of, first we had not enough time, now too much time, but they've got toddlers. They'll be busy.
Yeah.
Your mansion has plenty of space.
I don't know. He might get bored.
You may not even run into each other.
It's like when kids are home for the summer. Always got to have activities for Adam Levine.
They have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. There's no boredom.
Because he'll be bugging her. Can we play the game of life again?
Yeah. Like, I want to go outside.
Honey.
DinaStirt.com.
I want to spin in a chair.
Stop bothering me.
Can you sing?
Why does Adam Levine sound like you guys whining on a daily basis? Just wondering.
It does sound like Lopez.
Same.
Alex Rodriguez may not be a psychic, but he did make a prediction in the 90s that certainly came true. In a 1998 video, someone asked him who his dream date was, and he answered Jennifer Lopez with no hesitation.
Whoa.
Now, he reposted it with the caption, I just had a feeling. And she replied that she loved it too much. They are currently engaged, so maybe I should ask Alex to read my cards if psychic Gary McKinstry isn't available.
Put it out into the universe. That's what they say, right? Put it out there, and eventually it'll come back to haunt you.
It only took, what year was it?
It was the 1990s.
It only took 20 years.
So if I want Ryan Reynolds to be my second husband, I plan on having two at the same time.
Say it now.
I say it now.
Yep,
so
20
Gary
years.
Better get used to the idea. There's going to be two of them.
20 years? No. You throw it out in the universe, but that requires it's more like 60.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I might not
want
him then. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in Hollywood. Take your mind off of work this morning, which is always great. And this update being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work hard with a money market account. Watch your money grow. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, call 413-733-2800. So what's up, Dina?
We're going to start off with an Oh No She Didn't story.
Uh-oh.
Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z, they were at Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and they were, of course, sitting courtside. There's a video of a woman leaning over Beyonce to get in a few words with Jay-Z. And the problem is, she kept doing it.
Now, throughout the game?
Like, just throughout this video, throughout just a matter of moments, you know, like she leaned over, in less than probably a minute, she leaned over her at least 3 times. And at first, Beyonce, just, you know, she smiled, brushed it off. Then by, I think, the 3rd time, she brushed her off. She literally used her shoulder to direct the woman back to her own seat.
Did you say, all the single ladies, back off my man?
Oh, she's not a single lady. She's Nicole Curran, the wife of the owner of the Golden State Warriors.
It's even more, you didn't.
So awkward. Hopefully there won't be hard feelings after all this, because then Jay-Z and Beyonce may never get courtside again. And all this could have been avoided if Jay-Z and Beyonce just switched seats, or if Nicole had minded Beyonce's personal space. Hope she's not allergic to bee stings, because the fans in Beyonce's beehive have not been kind on social media.
DinaStirt.com.
People did an interview with Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller, and it sounds like she's blaming her prison doctors for her current health struggles. You know, Abby lost a lot of weight before she went to prison. She told them she was no longer diabetic, so the doctors just took her off all her medication.
Right.
Then once she got out of prison, doctors were saying to her, well, wait a minute, once a diabetic, always a diabetic. It's just how you treat it.
Yeah.
And doctors were telling her point blank, you should have been weaned off that medication and going off of it cold turkey. She thinks that's what caused her medical problems, but I don't know. She had Burkitt lymphoma. That's a form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I don't know if that's... I mean, this is a statement Abby's making, that one's related to the other. So
I understand the medicine, though. You're not supposed to cut cold turkey on medicine, because you could have a heart attack.
Right.
A bunch of things could happen.
Yeah,
could
that is weird.
Cause lymphoma? I don't know. I mean, she's at least her cancer's in remission, and she's back on TV yelling at little kids and making moms cry.
Well,
so
that's good and
life's
bad.
Life's normal again. Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Bachelor stars Ari and Lauren, they welcomed their first child last week. We told you her name's Alessi Ren, and now they're telling us how they came up with this name. Apparently, it was Christmas Day. They were looking at names online. online, and she found the name Alessia, kind of like Alessia Cara. And she said they loved it. And Ari said, what if we dropped the A? And they just ended up with Alessi. And as for the middle name Ren, I figured that must be something Star Wars related, but it's not. He just said it's like to honor Lauren. So Ren.
Not like the bird.
Not like the bird. It's R-E-N.
Hmm.
So I thought, is that like Star Wars related?
Yeah, I would go with Star Wars.
No, this is actually just for Lauren.
It's good they didn't drop a letter there, because then the kid would be an R-N.
Well, maybe in life will be. You never know.
I mean, do you automatically become an R-N if you just have it in your name?
I don't know.
You grandfathered in?
I don't think that works.
It's like those honorary doctorates.
Oh, yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
I don't want an honorary R-N.
Fixer upper star Chip Gaines. He's got five kids with his wife Joanna Gaines. So needless to say, despite trying to do his best, he hasn't been the perfect parent. He admits it. He says of all his kids, though, it's his two oldest, Ella and Drake. They're 12 and 14. He says, I made every mistake in the book with Drake and Ella. Lots of stories of me leaving kids in places I shouldn't have left them. I've forgotten birthdays.
What, like gas stations like when they went to use
cabinets?
The cans?
He's not admitting, but he says he's forgotten birthdays, and he admits he feels like the worst person, but he says he believes that the mistakes that we make us who we are, and we learn from them.
How many kids does he have?
Five.
Where did he leave the sixth kid? Where's that sixth kid right now?
Oh, yeah, they're supposed to be six.
This is why I think he only has five, because you can count them all in one hand.
Mm. I hope so.
Maybe he forgives himself for his parenting fails, but I don't know if his kids have forgiven him for the days he did not come home with cakes and presents and forget to pick them up at school.
My goodness.
And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.